Thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog. Books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore, right? So many versions, Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck. As we continue to go through the different translations in this book. And if you're wondering, this is my conclusion as to why almost every new translation always goes back to the King James Bible. Because the King James Bible is God's perfect words, whether these guys admit it or not, whether the translations admit it or not, or scholarship admit it or not. But remember what Ephesians chapter 2 says about people who are not saved. They are children of wrath. And when you have scholars, translators that are majority, I'm going to say, are not saved people, they attack the words of God, okay? It's no different than our unsaved people who are in our government and they have a space program because they're trying to prove Genesis wrong, that God created the world, but yet they claim that it's Big Bang, it's evolution, and there are life forms on other planets. And as a matter of fact, there are whole galaxies of other planets that they claim are out there, but they've never seen them. And this is what you get from the children of wrath. They'll always attack God's words, okay? So keep that in mind, especially if you're under a teacher who is not a Bible believer and who may not even be saved. Some of these people think Romans 10, 9, and 10 is the plan of salvation. Well, if they do, they're not saved, because that is not part of the plan of salvation. And they will attack the very King James Bible they say they believe. They will proof text it. They will add words that aren't in the text. They'll commentate on the verse and make the verse paragraphs longer than what it is, and they won't let God's words do the job, right? 1 Thessalonians 2:13. So here we are, part two of the Amplified Bible, page 145. Like I said in the first part, the format is unfortunate because it is that of the King James Bible. The format militates against understanding the verses in context and leads to reading each verse as a separate, isolated oracle. It would have been better to arrange the verses in normal paragraphs, with the verse numbers less pronounced in smaller type. Also, by the present arrangement, poetic sections of the Bible cannot be indicated. Unfortunately, no quotation marks are used. There are no headings of any kind, cross-references, found in brackets after the verse, sometimes refer to certain parts of the verse, and this method does not allow the specific indication needed. It would be much better to place these in the margin or at the bottom of the page. No, it'd be much better if you just leave the verses as they stand and believe them as they stand, right? Most of the notes in the New Testament provide the source for the translation or for the expansion. Apparently, the translators relied most heavily on Vincent, Thayer, and Kremer. Most of the notes in the Old Testament are explanatory comments and are much longer than the New Testament notes. Did you get that? They're explanatory comments. Many of the notes are apologetic in tone. Okay? You know that's wrong too. Why would you apologize for God's words? We're soldiers in Christ, right? We are going to defend God's words, not apologize. Okay? Keep that in mind. Because when you see the word apologetics, you know they're not Bible believers. And or Pauline, right? Showing how archaeology has proved the Bible, how the ark was built to prevent the animals from multiplying, how Noah had many years in which to interest travelers in securing animals for him, there are more notes in Genesis than any other book. On the one hand, one gets the feeling from reading these notes that the translators were pious. And on the other hand, one detects some insecurity on their part in not letting the Bible stand on its own feet. The books of the Bible are listed. Actually, let's stop there. One detects some insecurity on their part in not letting the Bible stand on its own feet. More next week.